the core of it is email. If you read the RFP, you'll see some other categories. We call them lots in the RFP. And those would include a category for office automation, you know, tie-ins to other tools you may use associated with email. Electronics records management, migration services, which is going from your current email system into the cloud-based email system, and then integration services, ties to other things that email needs to operate with.
Some of these are mandatory and some are optional. Go through which ones are mandatory, which ones are optional.
So obviously it's an email RFP, so the email is required. Migration services are required and the integration services are required, but that's really the key.
Can you talk a little bit about why email versus, you know, what if you just provide office automation or what if you just provide electronics records management? Why do you have to also provide email?
Email is the core of what we're soliciting.
But at the same time, you're also soliciting these other things. So was there any thought about just a separate RFP then, one just for email and then one for these other services?
No, let's talk a little bit about how the RFP was developed. You know, we had strong interaction from agencies. In fact, for probably 9 months, we had an interagency working group that helped us develop these requirements. And this is really the consensus of what our customers felt needed to be in the solicitation. In terms of vetting this with industry, we went out with an RFI last August. We had an industry day in November, and then we went out with a draft solicitation in December. So I'm not sure I can point to a reason why we added this in or that in, but it's been a long vetting process with both industry and our customers.
When you look through it, are there some things in there that the customer said we have to have? For instance, I saw one thing in there about a size of the mailbox was 5 gigabytes. Is that industry standard, or is that, for instance, something that agencies said we need nothing smaller than 5 gigabytes, or we need something bigger than the industry standard of 3 gigabytes, for instance? How'd you kind of come to conclusion around some of the requirements?
Yeah, I think if I look at individual requirements, it's probably hard to pinpoint on an individual basis where it came from. But I think the key is, you know, we did a lot of market research and we did a lot of discussions with agencies, and it's probably on any individual requirement, considering, you know, both what our customers are saying, what industry is saying, and trying to accommodate those requirements.
There are 4 different sections. There's government community cloud, a provider of furnished equipment for a private cloud, a secret enclave, and a public cloud. Can you just go through each of those areas just briefly and tell me kind of what they each mean?
A public cloud is just that your email services are being provided via infrastructure that not only the government uses but others could use. This really adheres to the NIST definition of, you know, what a public cloud is. What a multi-tenant private cloud is, meaning multiple agencies are using the same infrastructure, or a private cloud where a single entity is using that infrastructure. And the secret enclave is just that. It's a DoD requirement to handle information at the secret classification level.
And I guess you don't have any sense of where a lot of the bids are going to come in yet, obviously, because you haven't gotten any bids yet.
Correct.
I mean, but for market research, does it tell you that agencies wanted, obviously, these 4 choices at the very least?
I think it adheres to what the classical definition of a cloud computing service is, and we tried to make this as broad as possible.
The other thing about this is, obviously, there's some agencies that are already out there doing email as a service. USDA, GSA internally is doing it. How did those experiences kind of help you guys develop your RFP?
You know, we considered certainly the experiences from GSA when we went through our acquisition from Alliant. And those, as I said, were weighed in with the input from the working group and input from industry.
For people to bid, obviously you have to go through bid through eBuy, so it's through the IT schedule. But if you don't have an IT schedule contract, is this also going to be put out on FedBizOps, or has been put out on FedBizOps?
To bid on this contract, you have to have an IT schedule contract.
The other thing I thought was interesting about this RFP was, obviously, this is the first of many, but the size of this is what really got people's attention. Obviously, $2.5 billion ceiling is pretty large when considering that infrastructure as a service was about $76 million as a ceiling. Can you just discuss how the estimate was come to?
Yeah, we never discuss how estimates like that are arrived at. I can tell you it was done through considerable calculation and just weighing the market as a whole.
The bids are due June 19th, so right about a little bit over a month away. There's some questions are due by May 20th. Are there any other things that vendors really should pay close attention to, or what kind of advice do you give to vendors?
Well, we're not in the business of giving advice to vendors, and that's a good question for the contracting officer. The advice we would give to vendors would be, you know, obviously follow the instructions. We encourage them to bid. But, you know, suppliers are very good at business. They don't need a bald bureaucrat like me giving them advice on how to bid or what to bid. We encourage those interested in bidding, and obviously you need to follow the instructions of the solicitation.
Is there anything specific that you can talk to in terms of your market research showed, or when you met with vendors to talk about this, maybe through the RFI, if there were some changes that the vendor should pay close attention to between the draft solicitation or the RFI and the final one?
I can't comment on that. I can tell you that the input we received from both agencies and from industry is broadly incorporated in the solicitation. So for me to spell out an individual section is because, you know, we got this advice from an agency or this advice from industry. That's difficult to do. But I would say what we found in market research and, you know, lengthy discussions, lengthy involvement from both industry and agencies are reflected in the RFQ.